Welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Hart.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Sex Panther.
Wow.
By Considerate Flowers.
Each episode, we'll be trying out different strains, sometimes the same strains, of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We are here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it.
Ooh.
All I can think about is Stevie Nicks. Like, when we start this, I'm just like, I hear her in my head. Today we're talking about dreams.
Dreaming.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But since we've been talking about this today,
we've been singing all the songs that we know immediately in our heads that have the words dream in it.
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland songs. Mm-hmm. Wizard of Oz songs.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
It's a whole thing. But dreams are something that we've, like, both had very vividly mm-hmm. for a long time. And I think dreams are just such an interesting, it's kind of like the unknown.
Yeah.
But you kind of just figure out what you believe about dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really just falling asleep and it's a reflection of what you see in this reality? Or is it like somewhere else?
Is it different? Yeah.
I don't know. Who's to say?
Who's to say? I don't know. I just feel people don't really talk about their dreams that much.
Why are people so private? I want to know.
I know. People are private. Or they're just like, oh, I don't know. But some people, I think, are just like, oh, I dream sometimes. Sometimes people don't really dream. Yeah. Or they don't remember at all. But I feel ever since I was a kid, Well, I've had a good and a bad relationship with dreams, but in the past. But I feel like I've always had a lot of dreams or nightmares to some extent. But still, always going somewhere when I go Mimi's.
Do you feel like you have always remembered your dreams, typically? Or do you...
To some extent.
Forget.
So, I mean, both. I feel like there's some dreams.
Yes and no, all of the above.
Yeah, but I feel like I've always had pretty vivid dreams, though. And I do, for the most part, remember, even if I don't remember the whole dream, or even necessarily, maybe, I don't know, like, the whole point of the dream, I still feel like I remember them to some extent.
The highlights, at least.
Yeah.
The memorable stuff. I used to keep a dream journal because I have always dreamed super vividly.
Uh-huh.
And some dreams just feel different than others, but I used to keep a dream journal, and it is really interesting, the shit that you write down. Fun fact, Joey, since she's been dreaming and wants to keep a dream journal, but doesn't want to sit up and write in a dream journal.
Because I'm going to forget while I'm actually writing.
That's
it takes
fair.
Too long.
And you have to get it out, and it's a whole thing. She just texts me her crazy-ass dream. Like, I'm going to read it first thing in the morning. But then she's like,
I'm up at like 5:30. I'm like, let me tell you about my dream.
Yeah. I'm one-eyeing it. I'm like, oh, another one.
Read later.
Right. But it's cool because I've said whatever it takes for you to document it, because it is an interesting part. Because then I feel like if you document it, you can see maybe correlations at some point. You know? Because you revisit places.
Revisit places. Yeah. And I have reoccurring dreams.
Me too.
Reoccurring patterns. So it's not the exact same dream, but it's the same elements are there. And that's what I think is going to be cool about today. And we might not get into every single aspect about it, because I think there's a lot to talk about dreams. Because they're so intricate, and everyone has their own beliefs about them, and their own thoughts about them, or lack thereof thoughts, or whatever.
Right.
But I think it's going to be cool for us to kind of talk about those different topics. And hopefully people can start talking about their dreams, because we spend a good chunk of our lives asleep. And
no fucking way it's not another dimension.
No, there is like, something. But it's just, it's important. It's a part of our lives. And it's meant to be there for some reason.
And why is it just swept under the rug?
It is swept under the rug.
Suspicious.
Dreams.
They're just reflections.
It's like you come back into this consciousness and, oh, doesn't matter anymore. I think it does to some extent. I think, I feel like I've learned a lot through my dreams.
Me too. And I get mad deja vu, dude. Like, I have for sure been, and it's not just like I've been here. It's just I've seen this from this perspective before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a dream. But I've never been in this place. Mm-hmm. But I've had that a lot. Which is such an overwhelming, weird feeling. I used to get it all the time. I don't as much anymore. But,
deja vu.
Yeah.
It's funny because whenever I was like growing up, I always heard that, this saying. I don't know if you ever heard this, but.
Right, is it going to scare me?
No.
Oh, it's a good thing? Okay, shit. Like, what are you talking about, deja vu? What? You, no. Did you hear?
That when, if you have deja vu, it means that you're, like, on the right track.
Oh, well, shit. Cool.
Yeah, you're on the right track. I heard it was, like in the Christian terms or whatever, like, which is, like, fine, but that you're, like, in God's will, or you're, you know, on the right track. And because I used to have deja vu, too, a lot. I haven't had it in a little while, which I don't know if that's necessarily
a bad thing. You can still be in God's will.
Yeah, we're still on the right track.
Here we're still on the right track. I had deja vu the other day, actually. I don't really remember what it was. I was here, wasn't I? Yeah, I was. We were playing Politos, and I was like, I've seen this before. I've done this. You know, I think people that interpret dreams are cool, and I think there are patterns. I just think there is levels to it that aren't just like, if you dream that you are falling, it means you have anxiety about something. Well, no fucking shit. We all have anxiety about something. Like, tell me more, you know?
Well, that's like what I feel. Well, speaking of that, like I mentioned, I have reoccurring dreams. Well, like elements in dreams. So, right, if anyone who knows me and I talk about my dreams, the common element is a tornado. And it's never just like one of them. It's always multiple of them. Every once in a while, there's just one. But most of the time, it's multiple of them. And it's just so weird because I didn't even grow up in a place that had tornadoes.
Yeah.
But that's what's crazy. It's not that I have dreams about living in Tennessee and there being a tornado here, which is more, obviously more realistic. And so, I've had a couple of those like that. But most of the time, I'm having dreams about tornadoes, multiple tornadoes in my hometown or around that area. And I'm always put back there. And it's just, it's so trippy. Because I have these, you've known.
I know.
I have these dreams for years. And I have them every so often. But it's just funny because I used to be afraid of them. And now, I'm not comfortable with them. But, you know, like, I'm still like, oh, shit, here we go again.
It's a twister.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. And a lot of times I'm, like, driving, trying to, like, maneuver out of these things. And so, but with that to say, like, dream interpretation, sometimes people, you know, I've read some stuff about tornadoes and stuff, and I feel like, I don't know if it's just something my other consciousness is trying to work out for me here.
I think that's some things, too. Like,
yeah,
you can work out some of your issues in your dreams. Like, yeah. I wake up and I'm like, why did I feel that way about, if I'll have a dream about a person, and I'll... Yeah. Be like, why did I?
That's a whole other topic.
That's some stuff. And you wake up and you feel a certain type of way.
Dreams really affect your mood.
That's the thing too.
They fuck with your emotions. You wake up perfectly happy, and then you have a dream. Like, for instance, this is just an example, but maybe you haven't been with somebody for 3 years, then all of a sudden you have a dream about them, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Then you're all in your feels, and then you creep on their Instagram or their...
That's a rabbit trail.
It's a whole thing. Why? Like, dude. Because apparently there's a part of you that misses this person and still... You know what I mean?
In some capacity.
Even after years, at some capacity.
Or something. I don't know. Or
there's still just a connect... I don't know.
There's still something that you haven't worked out or... I truly believe that because... I think it's so, and I'm not even talking about, you know, maybe loved ones in your dreams, but it's just people that maybe aren't in part of your life anymore. You haven't even thought of in a long time, and then here they come, boop!
Yeah, that's so strange.
Little fucking daisy.
I have people pop up in my dreams that I haven't even seen or thought of or heard anything about in years. Mm-hmm. Like, where the fuck did that come from? You know?
Yeah.
And maybe that person is just a representation of some sort of something. Like, you know what I mean? Because different people can represent different things to you. Like, when you see a person, the first word that pops into your head when you think about them, that could be what they represent to you. So maybe them in your dreams is just that
in the dream.
In the dream that you can see.
Yeah.
Sometimes dreams make sense and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
You know? My dreams never make sense. I can never do what I need to do. I really, like...
Seriously.
That is it.
Never get where I need to get to. Can never do what I need to do. Exactly. Nothing that ever really works.
I know. I just...
It's crazy.
And it's... Yeah. I have plane dreams a lot.
Like in an airplane?
Yeah. That I'm just... That I'm flying and then... Not that we, like, crash, just that we have to land at some, like, weird spot.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I watch too many shows. Too many, like, survival shows. But...
Naked and
afraid. It's just... Yeah, it's just weird. And I'm always going someplace far away. Mm-hmm. Like, overseas. Like, the fuck? Why? Why do I gotta do that?
Where am I going?
Where am I going and why am I going there? Hey, why? Why is this dream so stressful? Why can't we just make it there safely one time? God.
Seriously.
Jeez. Oh shit.
Oh my gosh, that's some facts right there though. It really is.
Well, I used to have nightmares where people were chasing me and shooting at me and coming after me and I would be like, "Yeah, woohoo, I have a gun. I can save myself." And then I can't figure out how to work it. Like, it won't shoot. I'm missing. Yeah. They're right in front of me and I'm missing. I'm just like, I don't ever die. I just don't ever protect myself. I just wake up. I don't know. It's weird.
Have you ever died in a dream? Speaking of.
Yeah, for sure. A couple times.
Yeah.
People say that there's weird juju about it, but like, I just wake up or I go into another dream, which is kind of weird. Oh. Maybe that, is that... I was thinking Inception. They are not supposed to die, right? In order to jump into another dream. That's what I was saying. Maybe if you die in a dream, you just jump into another one. Hmm. Or you just jump back into this.
A video game.
Like, yeah. I used to have Leapfrog. Like, you remember the old game Frogger? Where, like, you would be a it's old, and you would be a frog, and you would jump lily pad to lily pad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then if you missed a lily pad, it would go bloop, bloop. I would have a dream that I was jumping lily pads, and I would go bloop, bloop, like I'll miss. Oh my God. So if you count that as dying, I would say, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Now, I don't know if the only dream that I remember dying in was a fucking tornado.
Imagine.
And I knew in the dream that I had died, and it was so, I don't know if it was just like this because that's like whatever movie you watch, but literally I felt like my soul leave my body and I started to float up and then I woke up and I was like, damn, that was a close one. This bitch almost got me this time.
Jeez. That's so funny. Like, not today. Not today. Shit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know, but I mean, I think that dreams have a lot of different meaning and a lot of different depth to them, and it really is layers.
Yeah.
Because something that's weird and why I kind of get weird about deja vu is because I've had, like, premonitious dreams.
Yeah.
Where, like, I had a dream and then a very similar situation happened the next day or at the time that I was dreaming, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
I had a dream when I was really young that my grandpa was, like, storming through the house, and he was leaving, and he was, like, throwing stuff, like, throwing the microwave and being crazy, and he was leaving. And then I remember this. I was a really little kid when this happened. I woke up, and I told my grandma the next day, and she told me that he had left her. Like, early that morning. She woke up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning every morning. And so, he had left her.
Yeah.
Which was the first time. And I remember that so vividly. And I was probably, like, 7 years old. And so that was the first time that it was, like, super major. And I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then a couple of years ago, I had a dream about one of my girlfriends and her ex-boyfriend, which, like, we hadn't talked about. We hadn't, like, anything. It was really random that he popped up in it. But basically that they were, like, living together and weren't telling anybody. And the next day I told her the dream. I was like, it was so random. And she was like, oh, I stayed over there last night. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. She, you know, like.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I don't know. Not saying I'm psychic or anything, but, like, it's happened a couple times, so. Yeah. But it is. It's just weird. I'm like, that's, like, way too familiar for.
Yeah.
It, you know?
No, seriously. I mean, I guess in terms of dreams like that, was just the other day whenever I had a dream about this guy that I went to high school with that was my best friend's brother. And I haven't talked to him or even anything, and he just randomly popped up in my dream. And the next day, she was like, oh, hey, he's going to be in town the same weekend you're in town. And I was like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Not, like, super premonition, but.
But, like, it's one of those things, like, when was the last time you thought about him?
Yeah, a long time.
Right.
So
random. And then he just popped up, and now he'll be there?
Yeah.
You're about to see. Huh. It's weird.
It's like, universe, heads up.
I know. I do think that it's just the more you pay attention, maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. People blow off dreams because they're just like, eh, it's a dream. Or, yeah. Eh, it's a feeling. Or, eh, it's, like, I may have seen this before. Mm-hmm. But when you lean into, when you pay attention to what you're seeing, what you're feeling, and trying to just trust your intuition and open yourself up to more clarity, I guess, mm-hmm. It kind of starts to make more sense, or yeah. You feel a certain type of way about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think when you have I don't know, it's kind of, it's another experience that you're having. And so I think, you know, it's kind of the same thing with experiences we have in this life. It's, we can either brush them off and not take anything from it, or we can embrace whatever that is, even if it's something small, or even, like, you know, sometimes, like you mentioned, sometimes our dreams don't make any sense, and maybe we're just dreaming a dream, but I think most of the time, I don't know, there's something to be had in that realm.
It just feels like different levels, you know what I mean? There's different levels of sleep. So there mm-hmm. has to be different levels of dream. Like, when you're deep in it, or they feel really real, or when you realize that you're in a dream. That's fucking weird. When you are awake in your dream, you just know you're in a dream. Mm-hmm. That's such a weird... It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's fucking weird.
It is weird.
You're like, wait, what do I do now? You know?
Like, oh, shit.
You just roll with it, I guess.
Yeah. It's...
Kaya's dreaming over here. She's snoozing.
What's he dreaming about? Squirrels? Squirrels. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's so funny too, because yeah, dogs, they have dreams. What? All the time.
Yeah. She's probably pretending she's not in the city. She's like, I'm in a flower garden. Right. Chasing near after squirrels. Near a stream.
That bitch loves water.
She does love water.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I just think, yeah, there's definitely things to take away from dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think even, too, there's, you know, and this is something that you and I were talking about earlier, we were all talking about this morning, was about... Even dreams, like, we were trying to talk about how random people pop up in your dreams, but I think, too, whenever people have passed pop up in your dream, you know, like, visitations. And,
yeah.
And I've had a couple of those, because I know on a few podcasts a while ago, I mentioned that my sister passed away when I was, like, 22, and so she's come to visit me in a couple of my dreams, and that's been crazy.
I can't even imagine.
And it kind of fucks me up the next day, to be honest.
Right, well.
Because I'm just like, why were you here? But also, like, I'm so glad to see you. You know, most of the dreams I'm... Where like, the last one where she came, and I was, like, I knew she was gone, but she was there to, like, see me, and I knew that. And I, like, truly felt that. And I hugged her, and I felt that. That's crazy that you can feel that in another dream. That's why it's hard for me not to believe that, yeah, it's, that dreaming is, it for sure is another reality.
Totally. I just, it has to be. And, like, how they say there's, maybe. That's why when you do shroomies, you feel like you're in the in-between, because maybe you're just in dream state, where you're kind of just like, you don't know. I mean, yeah. I have never seen anything crazy. I just, like, you just feel kind of like you're in a dream. And it is really interesting, because you can't always remember what you talked about in your trip. Whoa.
Because we talk about a lot, yeah. A lot happens.
And I can only remember parts of it as Me if it too. Were a dream.
Yeah, 100%.
Whoa, cool.
In between, man.
That is the most perfect description of that place, feeling. You just feel like you're in the in-between.
Yeah.
You're fully here, but you're also, I don't know, you're really going inwards or going outwards. I don't know how to explain it, but it definitely feels like a dream.
Yeah. It really just, and it's kind of the same way even with time, how we talked about and learned that in dreams, there is no concept really of time. And so, I think it's just the same thing. You know what I mean? Like whenever you take a trip, it seems like time, so much happens in a really short span of time. And sometimes it feels like no time has passed at all and it's been hours. And I kind of feel like that's the same way in dreams. Like, you could be dreaming all night and it feels so short.
Or you can have a really fucking long dream where you're like, am I going to wake up soon?
And then you wake up at, like, 1 in the morning, you're like, damn, I dreamt all that.
Yeah, no shit, yeah. Some of my most intense dreams are when I nap. That is when I dream the most. Like,
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Maybe, I have no idea. Maybe because I'm not fully exhausted, so my brain is going. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But they're so vivid, and it's hard for me to wake up from naps because I'm fully in that other reality. No shit. Like, it could be me, like, just getting ready for the day. Those are weird dreams where you, oh, those are the worst, where you dream that you get fully ready, and then you wake up, and you're not ready at all, and you're running late. That happens to me a lot.
Does it?
That's not the reason I'm always late. Expect the expected. But I do have those dreams sometimes, and then I wake up and I'm just like, but I will say, I am always late. But especially if I nap, it's really hard for me. I physically feel like I'm pulling myself out of that space. Because it's the type of thing where my alarm will go off, I'll open my eyes, hit snooze, close my eyes, and be right back in it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen when I'm at nighttime when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That is weird. That's so, but it's true. I mean, I'm not as big of a napper, but whenever I do nap,
I love napping. It's my favorite thing to do.
Oh my gosh. Harp, you need a shirt that says, I love napping.
I have a shirt that says Nap Queen. I feel like it's a little young for me these days, but shout out Shein. That was,
if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, I felt like it.
Sleep the ladies. Shout out to all those sleepy girls out there.
Yeah, it's a good thing I dream. That's why I like sleeping, because I dream. That honestly is a big part of why I like sleeping. Mm-hmm. It's because I like dreaming.
Yeah.
And I've always been like that.
Yeah. It's not. I like to dream too. I mean, I didn't always, because like I mentioned, I used to have night terrors when I was a kid. So I hated dreaming because I would always have these really, really bad night terrors and have sleep paralysis and stuff. And it finally kind of stopped when I was in high school. And I mean, it happened every once in a while, but now I actually really enjoy dreaming, because the last, 10 years, maybe a little less than that, it's been a lot better. And I don't know. And like I mentioned, even with the tornadoes, I'm not really scared of them. They make me uncomfortable, but I don't even consider that a nightmare anymore.
Yeah. What is something that's really interesting is I have always struggled with fear my whole life, like, unnecessarily. Uh-huh. And I would have nightmares and they would freak me the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
I was scared of everything. And I just started, I guess when I started my spiritual journey, just even a couple years ago, I've had some big old milestones, like having nightmares and feeling the overwhelmingness of whatever energy that is, and just being like, I bring like just love and light. Like, this energy isn't welcome in this space. Like, even if mm-hmm. I'm like dreaming, I'll do that consciously. It'll be one of those moments where I'm just like, you gotta stand up for this, to this, because you've struggled with it forever
mm-hmm.
and you have the power to change it.
Yeah.
If you choose to walk in that power. And I think we do. And I think that's a part of maybe dreaming, when you can mold the reality of your dream, mm-hmm. you can also mold the reality of this life too, with the way that you think and recognize things, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's helped me be not afraid in this consciousness,
mm-hmm.
but I had some weird shit happen. Like, I legit saw a shadow, like, when I woke up one night when I was in my apartment, when I lived by myself.
This apartment?
Yes. What? Have I not told you that?
No.
I was having a nightmare, and I was feeling this really heavy energy, and I, like, woke up, and it was, like, a shadow on my ceiling.
Hmm.
No shit. And I was just, like, love and light, and I felt like it, like, I envisioned it just, like, beaming out of me. Because I used to, and this sounds pretty, like, we won't go into it too much, but growing up in the church, you rely on Jesus being the one in between you and God,
mm-hmm.
even though there is no separation between you and God. So in that moment, I just really tried to channel God and spirit and the goodness within me
uh-huh.
and tried to just push it out, and it just dissipated, and I literally wasn't scared. And I haven't really been scared since then. And that was like a year ago.
Damn.
Crazy. I can't believe I haven't told you that story.
No, you tell me everything.
Yeah, it was like really crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you get to hear it for the first time.
Yeah, on here.
On here. Here we go.
You heard it here first. Like, yeah, for real this time.
Everybody did.
Y'all.
But yeah, I'm just saying, if you really pay attention to stuff, you can change shit. Yeah. You know?
No, most definitely. It's all energy, baby.
I know. And you can feel heavy energy in dreams
mm-hmm.
and in life.
Oh, yeah. Because like you mentioned earlier, why is this dream so stressful? A lot of dreams are fucking stressful.
Yeah. Like, overwhelmingly so.
Yeah. And it's just kind of having to figure out, how are you managing that? You know? And like, I really do feel, you know, and maybe that's kind of the thing with me too, and how, you know, some of those nightmares, a lot of those nightmares shifted to more positive experiences, or even if they weren't perfect experiences, right? Like, being in a tornado, that's not a perfect experience. It's not where you necessarily want to be, but not being necessarily afraid in those dreams, and also being like, I can do this because I've done it before.
Totally.
You know? And I think that, yeah, that manifests in your real life too, because shit's gonna happen. And, you know,
the tornadoes are gonna come.
Tornadoes are coming, baby, and you just gotta fucking maneuver.
Dodge them. just dodge them. Just drive fast.
Drive fast.
Wear your seatbelt.
Hide in that bathtub if you need to.
Whatever you gotta do. But it's true. The tornadoes will come, and it is your outlook. Like, I think that fear, of all the feelings that we feel,
mm-hmm.
at least from my experience, fear can be so just suffocating almost.
Yeah.
And you can feel that in your dreams. You can feel that in real life. You can be scared of anything if you let it.
Mm-hmm.
And so just shifting, like, almost letting go of control is what frees you from fear.
Yeah.
In a way. Like, I can't control anything. I'm just going to focus on the good. And then I'm just going to believe that I'm protected.
Mm.
Like, divinely protected. I just am going to believe that, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go about your day, and, like, if you get a flat tire, okay, well, could be worse, you know?
Yeah.
You can fix it.
Yeah.
Put a donut on there. You're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It definitely translates, for sure.
No, it for sure does.
I really want to know what your tornadoes mean, though.
I know. Does it mean that? Does it mean something else? I don't know. They happen all the time, and...
Do you feel like something happens after you have tornado dreams? Like, news or, like, something consistent?
You know what? I've never thought about it.
Notice next time.
Yeah. I think I get so caught up in, like, well... I mean, they don't surprise me as much anymore because they happen so often. But even... Well, because I told you the last one I had, it wasn't even the dream I was having. It was the dream within a dream. Like, I was dreaming in my dream.
That's some shit, dude. And there was tornadoes
there. And I was with a stranger. That's something interesting. Like, I didn't know this person that I was with. And we were just driving around the weather. Just, you could see him forming. And I was like, oh, they fuck, say, here we go again.
They say that people in your dreams that you don't recognize are people that you've seen before. But is it someone that you've seen before in this lifetime?
Mm.
Hell yeah, get it.
Oh, is it cashed?
No.
Well, it's doing the job. It's she got gone. Us talking about dreams.
She gone.
This is the best time to talk about dreams, honestly.
When?
When you're a little...
When you're a little smoking on some Sex Panther.
That is such a funny name for Delta 8. Sex Panther. I like them.
I don't like them.
I'm a fan. Recommend. Everybody needs to chill out. Think about your dreams. Reflect. Yeah. Notice them. Write them down.
Notice them. Definitely. It's important. Pay attention.
I want to talk. Yeah. Maybe if we talk about dreams, people will be down to tell us about their dreams because that's really what I want to know. Yeah. I love to know what people dream about. What too. Goes on in there? I want to know what you bitches really think.
Seriously, though.
You know what I mean?
What are you dreaming about at night? What do you think it means? How do you feel about it? Are you dreaming? Are you not dreaming? And why?
Oh, I was going to say, my favorite thing, it's mostly been to boys I've dated, but to people, I'm like, my ex-boyfriend is Hungarian, and English is his second language, and I ask him, do you dream in Hungarian or do you dream in English?
Oh, yeah.
He said both. I guess it just depends, but...
That's so cool.
How cool would it be to dream in different languages?
I know. I had a friend that was learning a different language. She was going to school for it, and her teachers told her, once you start dreaming in that language is whenever you're like, more fluent. And...
That's cool.
And she started to dream in that language, and I was like, that's sick, dude.
I know. Maybe we're crazy for thinking that there's... so much more to it, but maybe not.
I don't think so. But to each their own.
To each their own. Science and stuff. They're just reflections.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe we're just crazy. But who cares?
We're all a little crazy.
All nutty.
It's fine. We love it. That's why we like Alice in Wonderland so much. You ever wonder why that is one of my favorite movies of all time? Because it's trippy and dreamy. And is she in a dream? We don't know. You know?
She went down some rabbit hole.
I know.
In this consciousness or another one.
Maybe dreams are just one giant rabbit hole.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's to say? We'll definitely talk about this another time, too. Because yeah, we could so go on much. Forever.
Yeah, we'll be here for days.
But I think it's probably time to wrap this one up. I want to know about your dreams, though. We have 30 followers now on Instagram for your 30th. Really? Yeah, we really do. I checked today. Do, 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 do. 30 followers, baby. Wow, 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 wow.
But for real, come back and tell us about your dreams, and we want to hear all about them because we're very interested. And start talking with your friends about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys.
We love you. Good vibes, good dreams, sweet dreams. We're out.